This is an NITV radio podcast. For the full program, visit sbs.com.au/NITV radio.
So on the other end right now, we have director of the new series, Colour Theory Underground, Dina Curtis. How are you?
Very good, thank you.
You directed the new series, Colour Theory. How did that come about?
So I am good friends with Mitchell Stanley, who is the producer of Colour Theory, and he's been working on that series for the last 4 or 5 years. And then last year he said to me that he was going to do the new series for NITV, and I said I'd be definitely interested if it was something on street art. It's an interest for both of us, and so we jumped on it.
Lovely. So what was the purpose of the program?
So the purpose of the program is to feature Indigenous artists from around the country. It's NITV's like flagship program, so one of them. So it's Tony Albert is the presenter of the show. Tony travels across the country to meet with 4 Indigenous graffiti artists. There is Warabah Wetherill, who's from Queensland, and he is an amazing graffiti artist, but also a contemporary artist who's kind of moving more into that fine art space. But also his work is quite political, and a lot of his graffiti work, you know, is about placing Indigenous people into the landscape, and also, you know, bring up political kind of movements and protests and stuff as well into the public landscape around, you know, Brisbane and Melbourne and the world, actually. So he's in episode 1. And then the next artist is Nish Cash. She's an Adelaide-based graffiti artist, and she's been around for forever. And she's an amazing emerging female graffiti artist, and who was big in the female graffiti movement in the early 90s, or in the late 90s and stuff. And at the moment now, she does a lot of work with youth in South Australia, and, you know, teaching them to use graffiti as an outlet of expression and stuff. So she runs workshops that kind of, you know, allow young kids to play around with aerosol art and, you know, yeah, encouraging them to get into arts rather than rebelling and getting themselves into trouble. And, you know, you're teaching them the correct way to do graffiti and that kind of stuff as well. Then there's Libby Harwood, who's based in the Gold Coast, and she's another female graffiti artist who she's moving into fine art, I guess, and she's practicing a lot with earth art, so working with mud and seaweed and those kinds of things from her traditional homelands around Stradbroke Island and the Gold Coast and stuff, and just experimenting with working with the earth art and placing it in the landscape, placing it in like on streets and that, rather than using spray paint. Also a very talented and inspiring artist.
So what messages are coming out of the art and graffiti streets at the moment?
So there's a few different kind of messages coming out. I mean, I guess our other artist, Butter Hampton, he's an emerging graffiti artist, and he is very kind of old school, like 101 kind of graffiti tagger, and does murals and stuff. And so he's very traditional in terms of the work that he does at the moment. And he, you know, he's really kind of into learning how to do 3D murals, helping his craft as a graffiti artist. So his, you know, each episode is kind of loosely, you know, whilst it profiles each of these artists, it also kind of loosely looks at a theme. So with Butter, it's like, you know, the emerging graffiti artist and kind of what it's like for him in Australia today. And then with Warabah, it's about politics and graffiti and how that could be used, you know, to get protests and messages across. And then in Nisha's episode, it's about, you know, youth and the youth work that she does, and females in graffiti in that space. And then Libby's is about crossing over and merging those contemporary visual arts with graffiti arts and earth art and all of that, crossing over and experimenting with all of that.
So what inspires you to direct?
I think the main thing to direct is sharing people's stories, like these great, you know, young graffiti artists. You know, it's an art form that people, you know, kind of associate with delinquency or, you know, troublemakers or outsiders and stuff. So I was really interested in kind of showcasing, you know, Indigenous graffiti artists as it's becoming a art movement that's one of the fastest growing in the world. So it's sharing those kind of stories and, you know, putting spotlights on things that are different and unique, and also just telling our stories, Indigenous stories, and seeing Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people on television, I think is really important in a contemporary way as well.
Lovely. So what's the evolution of, you know, the Aboriginal art to the street modern art?
I mean, I guess Warraba kind of explains it most, and so does Nish, in terms of they see graffiti art as a cultural continuum. You know, Indigenous art was, you know, painted on rocks and on the ground and all that, you know, in the landscape and in nature for thousands of years, and this is kind of just, for them, it's a contemporary kind of reflection of that cultural practice.
Thank you so much for joining us today, Dina.
No worries. Thanks for having me.
This was an NITV radio podcast. For more, visit sbs.com.au/NITV radio or download the SBS radio app.